You're listening to the Holy Bible One Year Challenge with Master Storyteller Michael Wood, featuring the easy-to-read version and used by permission from Bible Week International. Enjoy the show!
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Day 94.
Today we begin the book of Deuteronomy, and I will be giving you a detailed introduction, and then we will go through Deuteronomy chapter 1 and then chapter 2, verses 1 to 23. Then we are continuing in the book of Luke, and it's the part that I like to call Jesus Incorporated, where we see Jesus's now 72 followers going out two by two and taking God's message with them, and the power that Jesus gave them, more powerful than Satan. And then Jesus begins to talk a little bit about Judgment Day and how it's going to work out for some people and not for others.
If you enjoy the show, visit me at patreon.com/storymaster. You'll find the link in the description box below. By contributing as little as $1 per month, you will enable me to continue this ministry, and you'll get cool rewards too. Together, we're going to get through the Bible in 1 year. Let's get started.
Deuteronomy, an introduction. And Deuteronomy means second law. This does not refer to a different law. It is a second telling of the law given to Moses at Mount Sinai, or Horeb, which was first told in Exodus. Besides this second telling of the law, the story of Israel is retold. It includes the parts about creation, rescue from slavery, and instructions for priests. Deuteronomy fits well as the end to the Torah, God's special instruction to Israel, and the first five books of the Bible. Deuteronomy contains three farewell speeches that Moses gave to the Israelites. In the first, he retells the story about the people of Israel. It reminds the people of how God brought them out of Egypt. He describes God as the creator of the world, and he reminds the people of how God remained faithful to them on their desert journey to Moab. In his second speech, Moses repeats God's instructions for how the Israelites should live. This includes a retelling of the laws God gave Moses at Sinai, the Ten Commandments. Moses also repeats the instructions for worship and how to organize the nation. And he includes the rules for how people are to live in peace with each other. This speech ends by describing the punishment they would receive from God for not following his commands. Moses' third speech urges Israel to live as God's true people. It is based on how God had acted with Israel in the past. Moses reminds them that if they obey God, he will make them successful in the new land. If they disobey him, he will punish them. Choosing to follow God's commands is choosing life. Not following God's commands is choosing death. The people of God once lived in Egypt. Then they wandered through the Sinai desert for 40 years. At the time Moses is speaking to the people in Deuteronomy, they are in Moab, where they have lived for a short time. And now, they look forward to living as God's people and the land he promised them. Deuteronomy teaches us that the story of God's people must be retold as each new generation faces new challenges. In the book of Deuteronomy, Moses retells what God has done for his people, retells God's instructions for his people, and retells the history of God's faithfulness. And finally, we see Moses choose Joshua as Israel's new leader and lives his final days. Let's begin. Deuteronomy 1. This book contains the speeches that Moses gave to all the Israelites when they came near Suf in the desert area east of the Jordan River. This was along the road from Paran and from the cities of Tophel, Laban, Hazeroth, and Dizahab. The journey from Mount Horeb through the mountains of Seir to Kadesh, Barnea, should take only 11 days. But it was 40 years from the time the Israelites left Egypt until the time they came to this place. On the first day of the 11th month of the 40th year, Moses spoke to the people and told them everything the Lord had commanded. This was after the Lord defeated Sihon and Og. Sihon was the king of the Amorites and lived in Heshbon. Og was the king of Bashan and lived in Ashtaroth and in Edrei. The Israelites were in Moab on the east side of the Jordan River when Moses decided to explain the things that God had commanded. At Mount Horeb, the Lord our God said to us,
"You have stayed at this mountain long enough. Go to the hill country where the Amorites live, and to all the neighboring areas in the Jordan Valley, the hill country, the western slopes, the Negev, and the seacoast. Go throughout the land of Canaan and Lebanon as far as the great river, the Euphrates. Look, I am giving you this land. Go and take it. It is the land that I, the Lord, promised to give to your ancestors, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. I promised to give this land to them and to their descendants."
At that time, I told you, I can't take care of you by myself. And now, there are even more of you. The Lord your God has added more and more people, so that today, you are as many as the stars in the sky. May the Lord, the God of your ancestors, give you 1,000 times more people than you are now. May he bless you as he promised. But I cannot take care of you and solve all your arguments by myself. So choose some men from each tribe, and I will make them leaders over you. Choose wise men with experience who understand people. And you said, "That is a good thing to do." So I took the wise, experienced men you chose from your tribes, and I made them your leaders. Some were in charge of 1,000 people. Others were over groups of 100, 50, or 10 people. I also gave you officials for each of your tribes. At that time, I told those who served as judges, "Listen to the arguments between your people. Be fair when you judge each case. It doesn't matter if the problem is between two Israelites or between an Israelite and an immigrant. You must judge each case fairly. You must treat everyone the same when you judge. You must listen carefully to everyone, whether they are important or not. Don't be afraid of anyone, because your decision is from God. But if there is a case too hard for you to judge, bring it to me, and I will judge it." At the same time, I also told you everything you must do. So we obeyed the Lord our God. We left Mount Horeb and went to the hill country of the Amorites. You remember that big, terrible desert that we walked through? We came as far as Kadesh Barnea. Then I said to you, "You have now come to the hill country of the Amorites. The Lord our God will give us this country. Look, there it is. Go up and take the land for your own. The Lord, the God of your ancestors, told you to do this, so don't be afraid or worry about anything." But all of you came to me and said, "Let's send some men to look at the land first. They can spy out the land and come back and tell us the way we should go and which cities we will come to." I thought that was a good idea. So I chose 12 men from among you, one man from each tribe. Then they left and went up the hill country. They came to the valley of Eshcol and explored it. They took some of the fruit from that land and brought it back to us. They told us about that land and said, "The Lord our God is giving us a good land." But you refused to go into that land. You refused to obey the Lord your God. You went to your tents and began to complain. You said, "The Lord hates us. He brought us out of the land of Egypt just to let the Amorites destroy us. Where can we go now? The men we sent have frightened us with their report. They said, the people there are bigger and taller than we are. The cities are big and have walls as high as the sky. And we saw giants there. So I said to you, don't be upset or afraid of these people. The Lord your God is in front, leading you. He will fight for you, just as he did in Egypt. You saw what happened in the desert. You saw how the Lord your God carried you like a man carries his child. He brought you safely all the way to this place. You didn't trust the Lord your God then either. But he was always in front, going ahead to find a place for you to camp. At night, he was in the fire that showed you where to go. And during the day, he was in the cloud. The Lord heard what you said, and he was angry. He made a vow.
Not one of you evil people who are alive now will go into the good land that I promised to your ancestors. Only Caleb, son of Jephunneh, will see that land. I will give Caleb the land he walked on, and I will give that land to his descendants, because he did all that I, the Lord, commanded.
The Lord was also angry with me because of you. He said to me,
Moses, you cannot enter that land either. But your assistant, Joshua son of Nun, will go into the land. Encourage Joshua, because he will lead the Israelites to take the land for their own. You thought your little children would be taken by your enemies, but those children who are still too young to know right from wrong will go into the land. I will give it to them. Your children will take the land for their own, but you must turn around, take the road to the Red Sea, and go back into the desert.
Then you said, Moses, we sinned against the Lord, but now we will do what the Lord our God commanded us before. We will go and fight. Then each of you put on your weapons. You thought it would be easy to go and take the hill country. But the Lord said to me,
tell the people not to go up there and fight, because I will not be with them. Their enemies will defeat them.
I spoke to you, but you did not listen. You refused to obey the Lord's command. You thought you could use your own power? So you went up into the hill country. The Amorites who lived there came out like a swarm of bees and chased you all the way from Seir to Hormah. Then you came back crying to the Lord for help, but the Lord refused to listen to you. So you stayed at Kadesh for a long time.
Deuteronomy 2, 1 through 23. Then we did what the Lord told me to do. We went back into the desert on the road that leads to the Red Sea. We traveled for many days to go around the mountains of Seir. Then the Lord said to me,
you have traveled around these mountains long enough. Turn north. Tell the people this. You will pass through the land of Seir. This land belongs to your relatives, the descendants of Esau. They will be afraid of you. Be very careful. Don't fight them. I will not give you any of their land, not even a foot of it, because I gave the hill country of Seir to Esau to keep as his own. You must pay the people of Esau for any food you eat or water you drink there. Remember that the Lord your God has blessed you in everything you have done. He knows about everything that happened on the journey through this great desert. The Lord your God has been with you these 40 years. You have always had everything you needed.
So we passed by our relatives, the people of Esau, living there in Seir. We left the road that leads from the Jordan Valley to the towns of Elath and Ezion Geber. We turned onto the road that goes to the desert in Moab. The Lord said to me,
"Don't bother the Moabites. Don't start a war against them. I will not give you any of their land. They are the descendants of Lot, and I gave them the city of Ar."
In the past, the Edomites lived in Ar. They were strong people, and there were many of them. They were very tall, like the Anakites. The Anakites were part of the Rephaites. People thought the Emites were also Rephaites, but the people of Moab called them Emites. The Horites also lived in Seir in the past. Then Esau's people destroyed the Horites, took their land, and settled there, just as the Israelites did to the people in the land that the Lord gave them. The Lord said to me,
"Now go to the other side of Zered Valley."
So we crossed Zered Valley. It was 38 years from the time we left Kadesh Barnea until the time we crossed Zered Valley. As the Lord had vowed, all the fighting men in our camp from that generation had died. The Lord had opposed those men until they were all dead and gone from our camp. After all the fighting men were dead and gone, the Lord said to me,
"Today you must cross the border at Ar and go into Moab. You will be very close to the Ammonites. Don't bother them or fight with them, because I will not give you their land. They are descendants of Lot, and I have given that land to them."
That country is also known as the land of Rephaim. The Rephaites lived there in the past. The people of Ammon called them the Zamzumites. There were many Raphaites, and they were very strong and tall, like the Anakites. But the Lord helped the Ammonites destroy them. The Ammonites took that land and live there now. God did the same thing for Esau's people. In the past, the Horites lived in Seir, but Esau's people destroyed the Horites, and Esau's descendants still live there today. God did the same thing for some people from Crete. The Avites lived in the towns around Gaza, but the Cretans destroyed them, took the land, and live there now. Luke 9:57-62. They were all traveling along the road. Someone said to Jesus, "I will follow you anywhere you go." He answered, "The foxes have holes to live in, the birds have nests, but the Son of Man has no place where he can rest his head." Jesus said to another man, "Follow me." But the man said, "Lord, let me go and bury my father first." But Jesus said to him, "Let the people who are dead bury their own dead. You must go and tell about God's kingdom." Another man said,
"I will follow you, Lord, but first let me go and say goodbye to my family."
Jesus said, "Anyone who begins to plow a field but looks back is not prepared for God's kingdom." Luke 10:1-24. After this, the Lord chose 72 more followers. He sent them out in groups of two. He sent them ahead of him into every town and place where he planned to go. He said to them, "There is such a big harvest of people to bring in, but there are only a few workers to help bring them in. God owns the harvest. Ask him to send more workers to help bring in his harvest. You can go now, but listen, I'm sending you, and you will be like sheep among wolves. Don't carry any money, a bag, or sandals. Don't stop to talk with people on the road. Before you go into a house, say, 'Peace be with this home.' If the people living there love peace, your blessing of peace will stay with them. But if not, your blessing of peace will come back to you. Stay in that house. Eat and drink what the people there give you. A worker should be given his pay. Don't leave that house to stay in another house. If you go into a town and the people welcome you, eat the food they give you. Heal the sick people who live there and tell them, God's kingdom is now very near you. But if you go into a town and the people don't welcome you, then go out into the streets of that town and say, even the dirt from your town that sticks to our feet, we wipe off against you. But remember this, God's kingdom has now come very near. I tell you, on the judgment day, it will be worse for the people of that town than for the people of Sodom. It will be bad for you, Chorazan. It will be bad for you, Bethsaida. You people saw me do many miracles, but you refused to change. If those same miracles had happened in Tyre and Sidon, even those people would have changed their hearts and lives long ago. They would have worn rags and sat in dirt to show that they were sorry for their sins. But on Judgment Day, it will be worse for you than for the people of Tyre and Sidon. And you, Capernaum, will you be lifted up to heaven? No, you will be thrown down to the place of death. When anyone listens to you, my followers, they are really listening to me. But when anyone refuses to accept you, they are really refusing to accept me. And when anyone refuses to accept me, they are refusing to accept the one who sent me. When the 72 followers came back from their trip, they were very happy. They said, Lord, even the demons obeyed us when we used your name. Jesus said to them, I saw Satan falling like lightning from the sky. He is the enemy, but know that I have given you more power than he has. I have given you power to crush his snakes and scorpions under your feet. Nothing will hurt you. Yes, even the spirits obey you, and you can be happy, but not because you have this power. Be happy because your names are written in heaven. Then the Holy Spirit made Jesus feel very happy. Jesus said, I praise you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth. I am thankful that you have hidden these things from those who are so wise and so smart. But you have shown them to people who are like little children. Yes, Father, you did this because it's what you really wanted to do. My Father has given me all things. No one knows who the Son is. Only the Father knows. And only the Son knows who the Father is. The only people who will know about the Father are those the Son chooses to tell. Then Jesus turned to his followers. They were there alone with him. He said, It is a great blessing for you to see what you now see. I tell you, many prophets and kings wanted to see what you now see, but they could not. And they wanted to hear what you now hear, but they could not. Psalm 41, 1 through 6. For the music director, a psalm of David. Those who help the poor will get many blessings. When trouble comes, the Lord will save them. The Lord will protect them and save their lives. He will not let their enemies harm them. They will be known as blessed in this land. When they are sick in bed, the Lord will give them strength and make them well. I say, Lord, be kind to me. I sinned against you, but forgive me and make me well. My enemies say bad things about me. They ask, when will he die and be forgotten? If they come to see me, they don't say what they are really thinking. They come to gather a little gossip and then go to spread their rumors.
Thank you, everyone. That was day 94. Join us for day 95. We continue in the book of Deuteronomy. Moses continues to recount the Israelite journey and then asks God for a special favor. And in the book of Luke, we hear the story about a good Samaritan. Then Jesus asks, which one of the three men in the story do we identify with? And then he teaches his followers how to pray. We hope you enjoyed today's verses. Be sure to leave us a positive review and to share this podcast with your friends and family. Please join us for the next episode as we experience the Bible in 1 year.
Did you know we offer online courses in creative writing, literature, and web design? Visit us at storymaster.online to learn more.